Hey, comedy fans, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I'm your host, my name is Vinny, and joining me today in studio, we welcome back Pat McGann. Today's episode and every episode is brought to you by Comedy at the Carlson, the only place you'll be able to see Pat McGann and Erica Rhodes this weekend. Tickets are on sale now at carlsoncomedy.com. And now let's kick it over to the studio and have a chat with Pat. Good afternoon, Carlson casters. Welcome to another episode of the show. I'm very happy to welcome my guest in studio today. He's one of the sharpest comics, in my opinion, touring the country. His latest album, Sebastian Maniscalco, presents Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? He'll be here tonight for one more show at the Carlson, and he is here right now for you at Chicago's own Pat McGann.
Thank you, Vinny. What's up, man?
It's great to see you.
Good to see you, man. Now, good to be back.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised you're back.
Why?
Because you're too damn successful, sir. I'm looking at what you're
I thought I had to do this. I thought I had to be here. I thought this was part of the... This isn't mandatory?
No, sir.
Oh.
Rochester.
All right, I'll stay. No, I'm kidding.
Congratulations, everybody.
What are you talking about?
Do it now.
Of course I'm happy to be here. And
well, you're playing great venues, man. You're doing theaters and like arenas and stuff like that. And it's
well,
great.
The arenas are when I'm opening for Sebastian.
Okay.
So that we have to be clear about that. But no, I'm getting to do some smaller theaters, kind of like the strategy now for me on the road. Like I'm trying to do like the one night in and out just to minimize travel. It's tough. My kids are super busy. I just got divorced and I'm managing all of that. So I'm not like hanging out in a city for three or four nights as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And banging out five, six shows at a club.
Now, it's got to be fun, though, to get back to doing that a little bit, right? What do you prefer, weekend or just getting in and getting out?
I mean, I do like the one night vibe, you know, kind of get in, get out, because I've done the clubs for so long.
Sure.
But the clubs is the it. That's the most pure form, and the repetition, you know, being able to do a bunch of shows in a short amount of time is always like, you know, and especially when you're trying to get new stuff out and grow the act. So
do you ever feel like when you're done with show five, you're like, bring on number six, let's go. Like you just feel like you got your stuff like to a point where it's really tight.
It depends. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I can definitely feel when I'm in that rhythm of a ton of shows.
Now, you've been touring all over the country. I've been looking at your schedule. You can check out patmcgann.com to see everywhere he's going to be, but I recommend you check out carlsoncomedy.com to see him tonight. But yeah, you're all over the place and you have young kids, man. Like your kids are playing sports and making you travel with them playing sports. When are you ever home?
I mean, I'm not home a lot, but that's like the new parenting, right? We have to like chauffeur these kids and manage their careers. It's like just.
Did you ever think when you were a child that you would have someone manage your career?
No, I never thought when I was a child. Like my son has a game this Friday night at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. on a Friday night. He's in fifth grade. Like, when did they get that slot? Like, I have no, like, it really kind of bothers me.
When I was a kid,
Sundays
games were like
too?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes. Right. You know, at like maybe the latest it would be at
like
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's like, we're going to ruin your dinner. We're going to ruin your weekend. We're going to make it hard for you to be married. We're going to make your life really difficult. We're going to interrupt everything. And, you know, your team's going to suck, but you're still going to make the playoffs. That was another thing. My son's hockey team this year, they're like 2-8. And then we get the playoff schedule. They have three playoff games. How the hell? Why are they in the playoffs? It's like that news conference playoffs.
So the two and eight, they're in the playoffs. That sounds like elementary school hockey.
2-8, 2-8 and 5 or something. They tied a million times.
Those ties will sneak in.
Which I love that. You ever like hear somebody after a tie like, oh, it's like kissing your sister. A tie is like kissing your sister. Have you heard that?
Nope.
That's like a saying.
Kissing the sister is way
Why
worse.
Are we comparing tying to incest? I don't get it.
Well,
just a random thought, Vin.
Well, I think if I were to dissect that joke, I would say that they're trying to point out that you're kissing someone, but it's no one you want to kiss. So you technically still won because you wanted to kiss somebody.
I get it. But why are we going there is what I'm asking. Why are we combining those two?
Well,
it's a distracting thought.
Tell that to the internet these days.
Yeah.
Tell that to the internet.
Good luck.
Yeah. So my dad, when I was a kid, I felt bad for him because I was terrible at sports and I didn't even want to be there. And like, he would have to come to stuff and that sucks. Do you feel that at all? Do your kids like sports? Do they like doing it?
They're pretty into it. I mean, they're, you know, there are times when I could tell that they're exhausted and they don't want to go to practice or they don't want to go, but you know, I think it's more like the lost time of like, that's the time we get is to be driving them to practice or be at their games. Like my parents, they come to the games. Like, this is the quality time now between grandparent and grandchild. You got to watch. You don't even get to talk to your grandson. You just get to watch him go 0-for-3.
I'm trying to put myself into the child's perspective there. If my quality time is just my family on the sidelines going, go, you can do it.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to have. Like, it's weird. If all of your interactions are encouraging, I don't know what that's like, number one.
Right.
But number two, what does that do to your psyche? No wonder all these kids are like so full of themselves, right?
Yeah, they think that they're going to be, you know, and I'm not like, I don't like to bemoan the trophy culture, but it does get a little bit out of hand with the, you know, the amount of attention they get for playing these games.
I've always been of the mind that I played sports, never won anything. Would have been nice to just give me a trophy at the end of it and say, there you go, Butterball. I would have been happy with that, I think.
Just get a little hardware?
Just a little hardware. It doesn't have to be anything big, but I don't need one every time I show up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't need a trophy for getting to first base.
Yeah, I don't know that the...
She should get a medal, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Right. That's great.
So, Pat, fun story. I think you're phenomenal at crowd work. And last night you had I wasn't at the show, but I had a story relayed to me that I wanted to share with you from someone who was at the show.
Okay.
One of our young folks who works in the ticket office came in to watch your show, and he went up to Todd after the show and said, hey, that part where he was talking to the people in the crowd, how did he set all that up?
Oh, really? Yeah.
A kid thought you set up all of your crowd work.
Isn't that funny? Like you hear that a lot when, you know, I used to house MC at Zany's, and that's when I would really do a lot of crowd stuff. And you know, after shows, people are like, was that real? Was that, you know, it's so funny to me when people think that, because that's tough to sell, like to pull off like spontaneity to fake that. So if people think that, that's amazing. But yeah, I don't like, none of it's really set up. None of it is set up.
Yeah.
But like your stock lines, maybe a little bit, like you can kind of like, I've heard some reactions where I might have something in my mind that I've said before.
Yeah.
But mostly it's all like just, it's in the moment.
Stream of consciousness. It's reacting. It's like a natural reaction. And that's the thing, folks. You don't just get like that overnight. You just mentioned that you were a house MC with Zany's back in the day. And I also was a house MC at a club. And that's not something that a lot of people get the experience to do. If I recall, you did like 9 months.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, at one point, I did like consecutive. And I was just talking to these guys, you know, Mark that runs the club here, and Todd Youngman, who's opening this weekend.
Yep.
He and I were talking about those days. Like, we were doing, you know, Zany's in Old Town, where I was hosting, is open 7 nights a week for comedy. And we were, you know, doing sometimes 12, 13 shows a week. And I was only off on Monday nights. That was the one night I had off. So that was a lot of stage time.
The Monday night crowds.
And a lot of, for sure. That's what's been fun coming here this time around. Like, you know, we couldn't land on a weekend. So I worked out doing a Wednesday, Thursday, kind of like a test drive. And we got the one more tonight, the Leap Day show.
It's pretty interesting. Like, we have an extra day in this month. We snuck in like an extra couple days of comedy into this week.
Yeah.
Erica Rhodes is going to be here for the rest of the weekend, folks. She's going to be here Friday and Saturday night. Pat is going to be here.
Erica's very funny. I did Live at Gotham with Erica. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Many years ago. I wonder if she would even remember that, but that was a long time ago. But that was, you know, you cross paths with all these comics throughout the years, and sometimes you don't, you know, see each other again.
It's a small community, but they're all very spread out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, like yesterday with Richard Lewis passing away, shout out to Richard. I got to work with him during those Zanies days. He had a great relationship with Zanies in Chicago. And when I was hosting there, got to open for him. And, you know, what is he? He's 76 years old.
Yeah.
And then you think about the comics that he worked with, you know, and like we are all pretty connected, and it doesn't hadn't even really going on for all that long. I mean, right. Richard Lewis probably worked with some of the first comics that ever really toured.
Yeah, they were probably getting towards the end.
Yeah.
You know what? You just have me so wistful thinking about this. How great is emceeing?
Oh,
how great is it to be like a house MC? Like,
it's a lost art.
It is a lost art. And, you know, I have the job here at the club where I book the MCs and I do some of the training stuff with these guys, and I try to help them, like, recognize MCing for what it is.
Yeah.
But it gets you really way further down the road if you're good at it, right? Like, if you take the time to learn how to MC properly, you'd be a great comic, right?
Well, I think it's just, like, building blocks, right? So, like, a lot of the fundamentals, foundation. It's the hardest role, too. Yeah. So if you get good at the hardest job, I mean, closing it is probably still the hardest, right? If to actually close out the...
Sure.
But hosting is less upfront. You know what I mean? Like, you got nothing up front. The crowd, you have to earn everything.
Yep.
So it's definitely a tough spot. And it's like, you can't put yourself first, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we rush to do that when you're the... You know, you got the microphone, you're the only person on stage and the spotlight's on you. You know, it's about you, but it really isn't when you're hosting.
That's the lesson that we try to convey, is that emceeing is not about you. It's about the show,
right,
and the audience.
Yeah.
It's making sure everybody knows what's going on, that they're in line with the show, everything's running smoothly, and that you made them all feel welcome and get them laughing for the people that are behind you.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like when you headline... I hate that word headline, but when you close the show,
prefer mainline?
Yeah, I don't even know what you'd be to replace it.
There's
first 10 minutes is kind of like hosting all over again. It's like the headline set is the entire show, like compressed into one. You got to like host that first part, open a little bit, connect, then you get in the material, like, and sustain, like the middling. And then the difference is, I think you got to like close, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, those skills that you pick up from hosting, and like we're saying, like some people are like host snobs, you know, a little bit, like, because you know there's a certain way to do it. Mm-hmm. But if you do learn that, it's, you know, invaluable.
I don't know if I've met a host snob.
No,
like what's a host snob?
No, I mean, like, you know, you have a certain opinion about how a show should be hosted.
Gotcha.
Some people, I think, don't even give it thought. They don't care. A lot of comics don't care. They don't give it thought. They just think, this is, I'm not hosting.
Yeah.
I got 10 minutes. So I'm going to go up and do my 10 minutes. I'm not going to, you know, welcome everyone and get them in the right vibe or, you know.
I just always, it's funny when you use the term host now, because, like, the only rule I have is if the crowd isn't laughing or smiling, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
Like, I don't think there should be any snobbery involved. I think we should just look at practical results is the...
You got to have the results. But I think there's, like, you know, there's some kind of, like, do's and don'ts with hosting as well, I would think.
What do you think? I mean, let's start with the negative. What do you think is the biggest don't?
Well, I think just diving right into material.
Yeah.
You know, immediately. Or... you know, closing out your set with like, that's my time, I'm done, you know, rather than like, we're going to keep this show going. Or even when people are like, you ready for the show now? Like, well, the show started. You started the show.
Yeah, I think you could probably...
Just little things.
You could categorize both of those mistakes into like an open mic syndrome of, you treated your MC spot like your open mic set where you just went up and did it. That's my time, thank you. By the way, the next person's name is so-and-so, I'll see you later. That's probably not a great thing to do. But Pat, again, folks, reminder, he's going to be here for one more show tonight at Comedy at the Carlson. You get your tickets at carlsoncomedy.com. And also, if you want to follow Pat and you want to keep an eye on where he's going to be, check out his Twitter, his Instagram. All the links for those are on patmcgancomedy.com. Now, you put out your special a few years ago, and it came out at the tail end of the pandemic or in the middle of the pandemic?
It was, it was like kind of like the, wait, when, what, it's hard to like, when did it end? When did the pandemic, when did it come out? It was like everything hit the fan in that March of 2020. And I think it came out like the following spring, was it?
Okay.
Or maybe it was late fall.
Okay.
But it came out during that time. And it launched on like Amazon. Now it's on Peacock.
Yep.
And it's still there. Sebastian produced it for me, which is incredible. We taped it at the Vic in Chicago, home for me.
That's right. Chicago's your home.
Yeah, Chicago's home. Gotcha. So we taped it there. And it was great. A lot of fun. Really cool that he got behind it and put his name on it. Like, that's like the most you can do for another comic. And, you know, that's kind of the one piece that I have out there streaming, like as a special. And then I've been releasing a lot of stuff I shot last year at the Chicago Theater that I kind of shot like a special. I had the theater lit and, you know, the footage looks sharp.
Well, I've been looking at your YouTube channel. You have really funny clips, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Really great clips.
Yeah. Really, I'm trying to grow that social stuff. It's a mountain to climb.
You're telling me, man.
You know, the YouTube and the TikTok and all this.
You're doing the TikTok?
I mean, I have an account, but I don't have it. I don't have it on my phone. Like, I don't go on TikTok.
Right.
Because I feel like it's, you know, Chinese malware, and it's going to.
I'm freaked out about all of the implications of what they've said about the malware and everything with it. But then also, I just kind of hate it, and I don't want to give in. I think I hit that age.
Well, I see what it does to, like, I mean, my kids aren't even really on it, but, like, it just sucks up so much time, and
everybody's trying to be tickets. So clever.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's trying to be so clever. I was just down in South Beach, and I'm walking around, and everybody's taking these weird pictures and making everybody move out of the way so they could get the right angle for their shot in front of a mural. Like, it's, the world has gone mad. It's like you're walking around a giant soundstage.
Yeah. We should have all given up phones for Lent. Like, the whole country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, we would be 40 days later, we would be a different nation. We'd probably be.
I'm very close to yelling at clouds, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer clouds. No, but I just don't understand. Like, you have young kids. I don't have any kids. I'm very happy about that. I'd probably be way grumpier if I had kids. Or maybe I'd be happier. I don't know.
Should find out.
Is your stance on the social media keep them off it, you think?
Yeah, but they don't have any social media accounts, sure. But they go on YouTube. They go on, they really don't go on TikTok, but they're online. You know, they're watching stuff all the time. They love to play games too, you know,
sure.
Video games, and interact with people in that way. But yeah, it's like a lot to try and filter, you know.
I have no idea how you even start. Like, the second you give like a kid an iPad, it's a portal to an entire like universe of whatever they want.
Yeah. If you take it away, they'll just find another way. They'll like get Wi-Fi on the microwave, or, you know, they'll be watching YouTube on the toaster. They'll just find ways to get access to it.
See, I like
can never
that.
Really I've, take it.
I would like to get one of the YouTube toasters because toast takes too long and I would like the distraction.
Right.
I don't know. They may have sold me. I'm part of the problem, everybody. But go to your refrigerator, everybody, right now, and go to carlsoncomedy.com. And
type it in.
Type it in the ice tray, whatever it is. It's connected to the internet now. And get your tickets to see Pat this weekend. You know, folks, there's not a lot of shows where I say this. Pat really is one of the funniest comics that we have coming through here, and it's a pleasure to have you back, man. So
I appreciate it, Vinny, man. I'm so happy to be back here. This is you know, one of my favorite clubs, and just the people here in Rochester, I feel like these are like great crowds. Like, I've been coming here for several years now, not just this club, but, you know, opening for Sebastian. We did the Auditorium Theater. Mm-hmm. We did Blue Cross Blue Shield. I opened for him there. And I just always feel like these audiences are like appreciative, like great, like just ready to laugh. Like, the chatter in the room last night before the show, that's how you kind of know when the show is like, oh man, these people are going to be a lot of fun, you know? Yeah. So I'm genuinely really thrilled to be back here, and looking forward to one more show tonight.
Well, I know bigger and better things are always going to be happening for you, sir. I just hope you don't forget us, and we hope to see you next time around, Pat.
You know that, man.
Get your tickets, folks. PatMcGannComedy.com, and we will see you at the show this weekend. Remember, act right, Rochester.
Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at CarlsonCast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit CarlsonCast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review.